Tochen. So the way it turns out is that I had more time to work with you on Sugya Lechem Tochen after Tochen. So actually, maybe even be ma'ayin a little bit more than we normally would. And let's right away take a look at the Beis Yosef on the Sugya. So in Shin Chof Aleph Yud Beis, the Beis Yosef comments that there is a discussion that we saw referenced in the Trumas Hadesh, and we saw reference about it, about being Mefarer Lechem. So we saw in the Trumas Hadesh, and his discussion was that it could very well be that if you're doing something that's already a food, it's going to be mutter. But there are other Rishonim, as the Trumas Hadesh points out, this is in the Beis Yosef Dior Maskel Asa Lachtoch. He says, Va'achakach V'Rabbeinu Yosef Pirish B'Shem Rashbam, the Lechem Mutter Lefarer, that's permissible to cut up bread, Me'achar Shenitva Chan Kvar, since it has already been ground. Because we don't find the phenomenon of tochen achar tochen. Reminiscent to, we're going to have a call, ein bishul achar bishul. So you have a call, ein tochen achar tochen. Since the bread was already ground when it was turned from wheat into flour, so too, when you're taking the bread and you're turning it again into breadcrumbs, you take a matzah, turning it into matzah meal, it's not going to be a problem. Ve'ireim kosa, the also the fire. Peros, the peru and daki. And the Urayim says that peros are going to be a problem. Okay, so over here we have a Beis Yosef Beferish that quotes the Rashbam, who is Matir. However, we saw in the Trumas Hadeshen that there are those who as well Cholei. So it's really a Machlokis Rishonim. How we paskin Shulchan Aruch, though, is not too much of a debate in the sense that the Rama is explicit. The Rama says in Sif Yud Beis, Avo Mutter Lefar Lechem Lefnei Karnigolim, Gehol Kvar Nitchan Ein Lochush, and that he quotes from the Gos Maimini, the Mordechi, and the Ran, aside from what was quoted explicitly in the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rashbam. Okay, so that's what we have, the rule of Ein Tochen Achar Tochen, and quoted in the Rambam. Interestingly, because not everybody is Mekel, so therefore it leads the Chaye Adam here in Klal Yud Zayin to conclude. And Mishnah Berurah, interestingly, I'm not aware of him quoting this. Stop me if he does. That Mishnah Berurah seems to run with the heter of Ein Tochen Achar Tochen, but the Chaye Adam Klal Yud Zayin says, since it is a Machlokas Rishonim, and notice we didn't have the heter, at least by Lechem, Mufurish in the Mechaber, although you could argue that the Mechaber earlier might have the heter. So therefore, the Chai Adam concludes that Lechatkila, Lechatkila, one should not rely on Ein Tochen Achar Tochen. But we're going to see that there are poskim lemaisa, halacha lemaisa lemaisa, there are many instances of why it would be that we would paskin its mutter, and therefore our actions would be based on that heter. Now, what we're going to spend a lot of time, b'siyata d'shmaya, today doing, we'll do some of this on the board, is we're going to see what I believe is three different hezberim of to why we say ein tochen achar tochen. What is the pshat? So there is a very subtle gra. Let's take a look at this gra on this psak in Shulchan Aruch. The gra makes reference to that same tosefta that we spent a lot of time on, of Ein Meraskin. So in Sif Yudalid, on Sifi Beis, excuse me, on the Ramah that we just read, the Gra Kedarko B'Kodesh quickly says, Tosefta Shem Molulin Es Hamol. The Tosefta says that something that has already been rolled in your fingers, the sugya that we spoke about in regards to Dash, of that grain, so Molin Es Hamolilos, Umevashlim Es Hamevushal, that which has already been rolled is mutter, and that which has already been cooked is mutter to do again. So what we have over here is the Shitas HaGra seems to be based on the following. The Gra seems to be saying that just like we have this idea of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, so he's shtelling tzu, he's putting over here as well this idea of ein bishul achar bishul for tochen as well. Once it's already been ground, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that it would be permissible. That's what it seems from the Gra. If you want to take a look at the Tosefta, I photocopied it for us. The Tosefta is right in the end of Perek Tezva, the first page. There it is, the last lines in Perek Tezva. Molin es hamolu, umeksin es hamutza, va'ofen es ha'afui, umevashem es ha'vavushul. So that's this cryptic Gra, that's what he's referring to. It says, but who I didn't call on halacha, that it's going to apply to Tochin as well. So since the food has already been ground, so then we have a rule of ein bishul achar bishul. One could point out, and Rav Nevinzal Shlita does not make reference to this Gra, but he does say this on his own. I have the Rav Nevinzal for you in the booklet somewhere. Two lines into page 296, Rav Nevinzal says, litchon dak yosem in atchina kodemes, yesh lomar da aser, that if that, I think it fits very smoothly with the Gra that we saw, and that is that we know that there's a rule of ein bishul achar bishul, but what happens if it's been cooked only to Michael ben Rusai? And then you cook it from Michael ben Rusai to Mevushal Kol Tzarko. So there are definitely many opinions that hold that even though it's already been cooked to one level, but if you're making a better cook, so then in such a case you'd be chayav. No kenaval with a different sheet to Sarishan. But conceptually, there is an idea that just because Mevushal, if you make it better, so then we would say that there is bishul. So too, Rav Nevinzal says, one should be choshesh in regards to tochen. You have to cheshbon how well it's been ground before. So what, when it came to the bread, so the bread was already ground down into flour. So the pashas is mutter the far lechem lefnei hakargom. You're not getting it down to flour. So then, in such a case, it's going to be mutter. But lu yitzuyer, you had something, let's say a brick, in which you're now shaving the brick down. The bricks was originally made out of clumps of dirt. So then, in such a case, then there would be a chash of tochen after tochen. Presumably, that would work very well with the shita of the Gra. Most don't make a big deal about this, but it would seem that the Chazon Ish seems to have a different understanding. Chazon Ish emphasizes something else. Why the Chazon Ish emphasizes? Because he's bothered by, it would seem, a few kashas. In Dibra Maskel Inyan, so here we're going to put it on, that's on the next page, we're going to see the next shita, that's going to be the shita of the Chazon Ish, and he's going to seem to explain the rule of ein tochen achar tochen differently. In fact, he goes out of his way to be sholel what seems to be the Gra, quite a bit of a collector's item, A, that he doesn't make reference to Chura, he's disagreeing with the Gra, unless maybe he's not. You'll decide during Seder. A, and B is that he makes no reference to the Gra, makes no reference that he's agreeing or disagreeing with the Gra. Inyan ein tchina achar tochen, page 166, shizkiru poskim, eino inyan le'ein bishul achar bishul shenechlik la'poskim. Says the Chazon Ish, no, I don't want to get involved with different machlokas rishonim in regards to ein bishul achar bishul. This has nothing to do with ein bishul achar bishul. To the kule alma orcha kufra v'hadar yikushe v'chazav irsecha chayiv v'chein b'mateches. The kol da hador v'yikushe hadra l'kamaisa, el b'basar lo hadra l'kamaisa. The basar tzonei mevushal, nami mevushal. U'b'mayim nechleku ha'poskim imayim mevushal and tzonei yesh ben koach ha'bishol. Now, yesh l'falpa, what the Chazon Ish is doing in these couple of lines, I'd like to hear what you have to say and say there. For our purposes, the more critical part is from the line habishul. First one line is habishul. Avohad ein tchina bepas. This that we learned, that there's no problem cutting down the bread. Hainu she'ein tochein ela b'hafrada shel chibur tiv'i. The only time that it's going to be considered tochein is if you're breaking down a natural attachment. Avo hafrada shel chiburei b'nei adam eina b'chlal tochen, but something that was created by man is not considered tochen. So says the Chazon Ish a little bit differently. He says beferish, he doesn't think it's ein bishul achar bishul. Why is yesh ladun? But says the Chazon Ish, he says no, it's based on the idea ein tochen achar tochen, ein tchina achar chibur adam. Something that was a chibur adam is not going to be subject to tochen. What's What's the svara? The svara is that what we find in the Mishkan, what we find in the Mishkan are those things that was breaking down something that was natural. Something that was a chibur adam is not going to be considered a significant ma'aseh tochen. Chibur adam is not as strong as a chibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the tchina of it is not going to be halachically significant. Ad kan divrei HaChazon Ish. I found that the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa points out that there is a third Havana of Ein Tochen Acher Tochen. And the third Havana, I was looking for this a long time. I remember when I was your age and I had learned the Sugya, there was something else.
The Svar just gave, that it's because in the Mishkan they weren't using things that were natural, then wouldn't this then also apply by every other Malacha? Meaning all of the
Malachas
to
the Pasuk? Yeah, you would have to then go back to every Malacha and analyze. In a Hanami.
But we don't, meaning...
Okay, that we would have to take each case one by one. But this is, you agree with me, it's Mefurish in the Chazon Ish, right?
That's his Svara. Why is that? Why can't it just be because then that's not something that's... You're not breaking something up if it... The definition of the item is not that it's...
Rav Shai adds that leaving aside what was in the Mishkan, at the end of the day, it's not considered a significant breakdown that which was made by man. And I'm just adding that's in general what took place in the Mishkan. I think our two svaras go hand in hand. Alinea's daiti.
It's really the same thing. We define the word token as what Shai is saying.
Because
that's what happened in the Mishkan.
Right. I think we're saying, okay. But no, it's a good ha'ara to emphasize it that way. The Prima Garden of Mishpatzal Zav Oz Yud. Says the following. The heavy Yodets, towards the end of the Prima Gadim, Mishpatzos Yud, I was looking for this Prima Gadim, but it wasn't on your Mar Makomos because I hadn't found it. That's why you didn't see it. Vavi Yodea, the Tochen Ein Shayef Elo Bigdule Karka, Vishahaya Bitolodo Kuf Echad. The Prima Gadim says that Tochen only applies to those things that are gedulei karka, and started off as a guf echad. They have to have started off naturally as one guf and to break it apart. In the Mishkan, sorry, Reb Shai, going the same direction, I think it's the right way to go. In the Mishkan, so what happened was they broke down something that was created as guf echad. It's not simply whether it's al yidei adam or not. It's different. It's a little bit different than the Chazon Ish. If you have anything that didn't start out as guf echad, then it will never be subject to the iser of tochen. That's what it seems that the Prima Gadim is saying. Where did I see this difference between the Prima Gadim and the Chazon Ish? The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa mentions it. Take a look in your photocopies. There's a lot of what we're going to say today is going to be consistent. I only found this Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa later on in the week, but a lot of what I was working on, I found that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says in Perek Vav, Os Chav Vav.
What's my level to Prima Gadim?
It's Mishpat Zav, Os Yud, towards the end, Vehevi Yodea. Vehevi Yodea. Os Chav Vav, continuing on in the booklet, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa points out that the Chazon Ish and the Prima Gadim are a little bit different. Says in the second line, page Ayin Gimel, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, second line in the Ha'aros, the Ayin, the Prima Gadim, Sivkat and Yud, to lo shayach yisir tochen el b'dover shayi guf echa mitoldasa v'mefaro, avol dover shalo ayi guf echa mitoldasa v'mefaro, ein achayim mishum tochen. V'ayin Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish has a different pshat. So we have three pshatim. Let's get the Prima Gadim's pshat on the board. So the Prima Gadim says that it has to be tolado guf echad. If it was something that didn't start as guf echad, so then in such a case, then you would never have the problem of tochen. Hence the vart of ein tochen acher tochen. Once it's already been ground, you're not going to have now,
has that applied to bread?
Absolutely. When it came to the bread itself didn't start out as a tolada of guf echad. The bread itself was ground, And now it's a conglomerate of many different things. And therefore the bread is going to be mutter.
Why is it different in the Chazon Ish?
The nafgamina we're going to see shortly is what happens if you have something that is chibur tivi, but this tolada wasn't the same. That would be the nafgamina between. I'll bring that out as we go on. I don't know if I formulate that way, but let's see. As we bring it out, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos is going to develop it a little bit more. I want to go in this and start in a slightly different direction. First of all, I was blown away by a fantastic sefer. I knew it was a fantastic sefer, but there's a sefer that I didn't introduce to you. I like also introducing you to new sefarim, and that is the sefer Menuchas Ahava. Minchat Ahava. That is a sefer written by Ramosha Levy. Ramosha Levy was a Sephardic posek in Baraparq. In Bnei Brak. He was a Sephardic posek in Bnei Brak, and he was a Talmud both of Chacham Avadi Zatzal and Rabbi Zion Abba Shol Zatzal. He was a well-respected posek. He died quite young, but he had written on quite a few mitzos in halacha, and everything he writes is really quite profound. So what he found, I have that somewhere here in the booklet as well, right before the... Where is it in the booklet? It's good to take a look at it.
It's before the Shmir Shabbos.
Before the Shmir Shabbos. So he makes reference that the Chura, the Chazon Ish's Svara, he says the Svara on his own, and then he says that he found that the Chazon Ish said the Svara. So basically, he runs with the Svara, and he pointed out something that I was not aware of, and that is that Tosas on Beitza Yudalad Amid Aleph Mamish seems to say the Chazon Ish's Svara. If you take a look, I photocopied the Tosas for you. At the end of Dibra Maskel Beis Hillel, Tosas there says, when it comes to cutting down something that has coagulated, so if it's coagulated because of Bidei Adam, it says Tosas, Ein Tzarach Shinui, Hoyel V'ahu Asui Bidei Adam, since it was made Bidei Adam. So it's Mamish, the Chazon Ish's Svara is a Tosas, that's a big Simcha, that's a Tosas and Beitza Yudalid Amal. And Minchas Ava runs a lot with the Svara, and we're going to make reference to some of the ideas that he says. Okay, so now what we're going to do on the board is we're going to discuss quite a few examples in this direction and talk about whether they're nafkaminas, kashas. We're going to now start different diyunim in ein tochen achar tochen and look at them through the filter of these three shitas of the Chazon Ish, the Prima Gadim, and the Grub. First of all, in regards to something that is being ground into smaller pieces. So you have something that was ground, it was nitchan, but now you're grinding it even more subtly. We made reference to this. According to the Gra, if you're tochen yoter dak, so then it would be mistaber that according to the Gra, the halacha is that that would be aser. Why? Because you're approving the tchina. In such a case, it's going to be aser. Interestingly, yes?
Would it be at worst the same machlus bishorim we have in bishlach ha-bishul?
Yes. That's what the Chazon Ish was taking care of. That's part of what the Chazon Ish was pointing out.
So
that it shouldn't be in the opening paragraph of Ein Bishlach HaVishal. Ein Echanami. Interestingly, and you could speculate and say that, the Prima Gadim says Beferish that it's Mutter. L'chura, it doesn't have to be this way, but L'chura, the Prima Gadim is L'shitasa. The Prima Gadim who holds that the halacha is that Tochein starts only when you have something that was tolado was guf echad. So the moment in which it's no longer guf echad, so then the whole shayla of tochen falls away. L'chura, according to Prima Gadim, it works out that it's l'shitasa. According to the Chazon Ish, I don't know. Don't know what the Chazon Ish would say about that question. Now, the most famous discussion, which Rav Levi spends a lot of time on, is, yes, Rabbi Yaakov.
Man, as far as the Grazer,
The answer is, have you advanced it past the state it was? When it comes to Bishul, you want it heated up, but has it advanced it as a chefetz to a more advanced chefetzah?
So then, in such a case, just because you want it now ground up, that's not called advancing the chayfetz.
Even if it's totally new.
Even if it's new, correct. Correct. So the chura, that depends. No, we don't take into account what your motivation is. As a chayfetz, have you improved on it or not? Have you made it better or not? As a chayfetz, the talich is not important. Have you grounded to the point that you make it better? There is a famous kasha in our sugya from Simin Shin Beis Siv Zayin, and this is part of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchus of things. This is part of what's pushing the Chazon Ish to his shita. Take a look at it in your Mishnah Berurah. In Shin Beis, we have the following halacha: Tidshal Bigdoy Mishavshif Oy Bifnim V'lo Milchusa Lachskuze Kimelabe. It doesn't appear as if you are doing Melabe if you scratch it from the inside. Avlo B'chutz Adami L'Melabe. Hopefully, we'll get to these halachos. U'Megaro B'Tzipori V'Yesh Mefarshim Dehani Mililach. What we're interested over here is a seifa. You have a stain that's dirt. So Yesh Mefarshim holds that will only be mutter if you make sure you remove it in a way that doesn't appear like melabein if it's moist. Avol yavesh asur, but if it's dry, it's going to be asur. Dahave tochen, it's considered tochen. So removing a clump stain in which it's dry, and the process in which it's going to come off is by turning it back into granula. So the Mechaber paskins, it's asur because of tochen, or Mechaber's choshesh, say it that way. Mechaber's choshesh tochen. Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, both in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Be'er Halacha, asks, but wait a second, why would we say that? What about kosher? Ein tochen acher tochen? That's the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why don't we say ein tochen acher tochen? Everybody hear the case? The case is clear. You have a stain, mud, got on your jacket, you rub it off, but the way in which you rub it off, what happens is it turns into dirt. So then in such a case, the Mechaber says that's asur. Wait a second. What about the rule of ein tochen acher tochen? Shin Beis Zayin. It's on the cover sheet. So how do we answer this question? So let's make a cheshbon. What do we say, according to everybody over here? As far as the rule of ein bishul acher bishul, so then in such a case, what would you say?
It's possible that it's usher. Depends what happens when you scratch it off. Will it get even smaller than it ever was?
Okay, presumably it doesn't get smaller than it ever was, right?
Why? I mean, it used to be liquid. That's
what's that?
As small as it can be.
Yeah, lechura. This is a good. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a good kasha. Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha would be good according to this. According to the Chazon Ish, that says that there's ein tchina achar chibur ha'adam. That the word is that there's no chibur achar chibur adam. So then, in such a case, what would you say? Is this a chibur adam?
No,
there's a chibur tivi. So it answers Rabbi Kiva Eger's question. Chibur tivi va'asur, and that is what the Chazon Ish has been marviach. On the other hand, according to the Prima Gadim, so Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha is going to be a good kasha. At the end of the day, it's no longer, it already was far distant from its tolada as uguf echa. This side is not my point. This is what the Shmir Shabbos points out. The Shmir Shabbos. Let's see it in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Let's see what I just said in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. He says it. No, in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, page Ayin Gimel. Uladas HaChazonish, first word online is V'HaChazonish. Uladas HaChazonish, Gam Navin, Hod Mefaret Sror Afar, Dechayiv, U'mashma Afil Ma'ikfar Merusak, we'll get there shortly. V'chein Navin, Hod Simin Shin Beis, Siv Zayin,
The aser the forer tich al gabe bigdo. Why it's aser to be mefarer? Why is it up? What does he mean? What does Shmiras Shabbos Kol Chatzos mean? What he means is as follows: when do we say ein tochen achar tochen? That is a case in where the goof that was created was a chibur adam. Over here, it wasn't a chibur adam. It happened naturally. So if it happens naturally, so then in such a case, it will return to the problem of ein tochen achar tochen. So it could very well be that the Chazon Ish was bothered by, was coming to address Rabbi Akiva Eiger's question. According to Rabbi Akiva, according to the Chazon Ish, we have solved the problem of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. According to the Prima Gadin, you'll see that the Shmir Shabbos attempts an answer. Another Nafkamina. Yes. Go ahead. I tried. Yeah.
Somebody says by man. Let's say a person took the dirt and made it into a klump. He wet it and made it into a klump. Is he saying that's chibur adam?
That's chibur adam, correct.
So then it depends on how the God on
it depends how he got on his thing, right. The assumption over here is that it happened naturally. If he intentionally made it as such, so then in such a case, according to Chazon Ish, we would say, Ein tochen achar tochen. But here you had mud. He didn't intend to take mud and form it into a mud brick. What happened was, is that mud splashed on his thing, then it dried. So that's going to be a chibur tivi. If it's a chibur tivi, it reverts back to its primordial state. And the moment it reverts back to its primordial state, so then you then come back to the rule of Ein Tochen Achar Tochen.
You could have two things that look literally exactly the same in one.
Exactly, according to the Chazon Ish's Mahal. Correct. The Gemara in Shabbos and Ayin Dalet Amud Beis gives us different actions in which you could be chayiv many different malachos. And the Gemara talks about somebody making a piece of cheres, and that's going to be our next thing that we have to put through the funnel in terms of the halachas. And the Gemara says that in making clay, Rashi, the Gemara says you're chayv sheva chatos. Rashi on the word sheva chatos, eight lines before the wide on ayin dalet on the base, says tochein harigavim v'shochkan hadik. If you take clumps of dirt and you grind them down, havi tochein. In such a case, it's considered tochein. So, what about grinding clumps of dirt? So, the chura again, according to the gra, we're going to need to know why the halacha is that you're going to be chayiv. Because all you're doing is you're putting it back to its original state. So tzarafiyun, according to the Gra, why are you going to be chayiv? According to the Chazon Ish, points out the Shmiras Shabbos Kol Chatzos, it's beautiful that you're going to be chayiv. Why? Because it's a chibur tivi. If it's a chibur tivi, then we understand why you're going to be chayiv. According to the Prima Gadim, so the Talada was a guf echad, but what is it that was a Talada? That's something that only starts out as a tolada with a guf echad. Over here, you had dirt. That was, water came on it. It made it into a clump. That's not a guf echad. So tzarafiyun, according to the Prima Gadim, why in such a case would you say that you're going to be chayiv if the process is taking regavim, taking these clumps and breaking it apart? I also quote a Yerushalmi where you could ask the exact same question on Nun Amud Beis. Again, this is all not my own, from others. Okay.
Just explain.
Yes. The Prima Gadim says the only time you're going to be chayiv tochen is if you take something that started out originally as a guf echad, you break it down into pieces. Anything that started out as different pieces and you made it into a guf echad, you're not going to be chayiv. Whether it was natural or whether it wasn't natural. According to the Chazon Ish, it depends on whether it was created al yidei Adam or was created al yidei Shemayim. That's the difference. Yeah?
If I take different pieces and I put it together to make a larger piece, but then I grind it to the point where it's smaller than any of the individual pieces were.
Oh, so l'chura, that would be also an afkamina. According to the Gra,
then.
What would be the points per gallon in that case?
It started at the moment.
It started off as different pieces, but it ended up being smaller than all those original pieces.
Oh, okay. So, bepashtos, one could argue that prima gadim, you wouldn't be chayv. I'm about to advance another havana entirely. Okay? But bepashtos, that would be the havana. There is another way of answering some of these questions, at least tzarichins that we put on the board, that might change the halacha l'maisa. Notice, we haven't given halacha l'maisa yet. This is all in theory. By the way, in these cases, what we put over here is the halacha l'maisa. Number two and number three is grinding clumps of dirt is aser. That's what's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem He. Also, someone who shaf mateches, someone who grinds down metal, is also going to be chayev. If you have a clump in the stain, we also have choshish for that. So obviously, these questions of where it would seem that it would be okay, we're going to have to answer those questions. So the poskim introduce another variable, and this is the Shvisas Hashabbos says this in the Psicha Ozayin to answer the Kiva Eger's question, and that is that acharei kechlos hakol, there's another variable, and that is that everybody would agree, or at least the Vilna Gaon l'chol hapachos would agree that when you have an item that has been turned to a point where its original tchina has no signs. There's no indication. There's no indication that it had ever been nitchan before. Then it's azda bishula. Then just like the halacha is that when you have, according to some rishonim, water that has been cooked, but it cooled down, so then the bishul is gone. So too, when you have something that has been ground, but has been entirely reconstituted to the point that the original tchina is not recognizable, so then in such a case, the halacha is that you would not say, ein tochen acher tochen. So it could be that this is going to be the answer. This svara, what we're going to need to say is use the Shvisas Hashabbos svara for the Gra, that the Gra is going to agree with this. And that is, when you have something that's reconstituted to the point that there's no recognition, then in such a case, we say, yesh tochen acher tochen. So that's going to be the answer in regards to both the case of Shin Beis, as well as the Afar. When the point is that when it comes to this clump of earth, the fact that it was once distinct pieces of dirt is entirely irrelevant to the fact that what it is now. And therefore, when it comes to A, breaking apart the dirt, or shaving down a cheres, a piece of cheres, so then in such a case, as Shvisas HaShabbos argues, that would be the chiyuv. And we could say the same thing in regards to the stain on the garment. The fact that it was once upon a time had been ground down is not going to be significant. There's a panim chadashos that's bolukan. Where do we see this svara? So the Archa Shabbos brings this svara down even within the Chazon Ish, and that comes out quite a big chumrah. The Archa Shabbos in Os Lamed Hey Reish Chavez Lamed Hey, he quotes the Chazon Ish. In other words, what's going to come out is that the many poskim say that. This all, by the way, is also a position of Rav Nevin Sal, that the Shvisas HaShabbos Svara, both the Chazon Ish and the Gra agree to, and that is that any time that you have something where there's no recognition of the original Tchina, so then in such a case, grinding it down again is going to be a new act of Tochen. Take a look in Archa Shabbos page, Reish Chavdeis, Oslam Ed Hei. He quotes the Chazon Ish. He does a little bit of a sneaky move. He quotes the Chazon Ish about Chibur Adam versus Chibur Shamayim. And then in the last two lines, without saying that the Chazon Ish doesn't say this, he adds a svara that's not in the Chazon Ish. And he says as follows, Amnam, gam b'melechas tochen, im ha-chibur ha-chadash, shenotzar, misalik ligamri et ha-motzav ha-kodem, v'chozer liot kemechubar mitchilat briyato, Yesh baze mishum tochen, ukegon matechet shenichshecha lepeirurim. If you have metal, so the fact that the metal was once a chibur b'nei Adam,
is not important because once you grind it, then that chibur has been entirely destroyed. The argument was to say that when it comes to something that is a chibur al yidei adam, so then in such a case it can't be subject to tochein, argues the Archa Shabbos. But if it's a case in where, when in the act of grinding, you've entirely undermined the chibur adam, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that it's going to be asur as well. So really what comes out is that both the Svar of the Chazon Ish and the Vilna Gaon, according to the Archa Shabbos, in such a case, the halacha is that it will still be subject to Ein Toch Achet Tochen if it is entirely reconstituted. And therefore, what emerges is going to be that any time that you have something, when you're doing a tochen, that you're entirely undermining that original tchina to the point that you've recreated something entirely new, then we would say the rule of yesh tochen, achar tochen. By the way, you could say the same svara within the Prima Gadim as well. That's what the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa also tries to do. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, within many poskim, the starting point, even with all these beautiful svaras that we have, the starting point is to go back to the cases in Shulchan Aruch, where we say, ein tochen, achar tochen. What is an example of where we had ein tochen, achar tochen? Two examples we have in Shulchan Aruch. Number one was the case of lechem. In the case of lechem, and there, the effect of the original grinding is still noticed. There's still, it doesn't get smaller than the original flour. So then in such a case, then we say, ein tochen, achar tochen.
Can you explain what that means, the effect of the original?
Yeah, because you haven't taken it to a point that you've gone past the original state of the tchina, of the flour. It hasn't gotten smaller than that. And you haven't undermined the full act of the Chibur Adam. The Chibur Adam, the effect of the Chibur Adam is still there. The effect of the Chibur Adam was that you turned it into greater pieces. So you haven't undermined that by turning that into small pieces of bread. And similarly, let's take a look at another halach in Shulchan Aruch. In Sifches, we have the Ramah that says the following. V'dafka melech hagas. If you have salt that is coarse and has become clumped together, that you're allowed to cut apart with a knife. Why is it going to be mutter to cut apart with a knife? Because in both of the cases of the bread and in the sugar and the salt, the effect of the original tochen is still there. You're not making the effect of the original tochen gone. When it was in its state that it was clumped, in the case of the sugar, it was clear that the effect of the original, that they were still distinct pieces. They didn't become a guf chadash. It didn't become something as a guf chadash. You could see the different pieces together, and therefore, the halacha is that if you take them apart again, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. However, as the Mechaber goes on to say, if you have salt that was mined, that grew in the earth as a block, so then in such a case, if you break it apart, then in such a case, the halacha is that it's going to be usur. So the consensus of poskim, and this is how Rav Nevin Sal Paskins as well, is that any time you have an instance where what you're doing, what you're cutting down, makes it that you're undermining that original stage, the panim chadashos that was created in that salad has been entirely removed, so then in such a case, one is going to be chayiv. All of the discussion that we had above, with the Gra and the Chazon Ish and so on and so forth, was in a case of where you are not undermining to the point that panim chadashos. But if you are undermining the panim chadashos, so then in such a case, the halacha is going to be different. It's going to be usher. And that works out quite well in these two psachim in Shulchan Aruch. We're going to see that there are cases that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa seems to be a little bit more makel than that, but this is what the Archa Shabbos says. Rav Rimon also mentions this svar of the Archa Shabbos, as I pointed out, shtups it into the Chazon Ish, Yesh Lod, and whether it fits into the Chazon Ish, but this is the standard way that most posts can learn. Yes, Ramat?
That's
the
Lachem case? When you make
the
Lachem case?
Yes.
When you make dough, doesn't all the flour that you ground up now become one gofecha, just like the regabim and the bafar? Why is that more undoing the original?
You know, what Ramati is asking is when you let's find another parallel when it comes to the metal. Let's deal with the case of the metal. So the suggestion is that when it comes to the metals, so when you're shaving down the metal, so those original metallic features that were there, that were joined together into that guf echad, you're entirely reconstituting it. So too, you're asking when it comes to the bread, once it's been turned into the dough, so then in such a case that should also qualify as that.
I was just going to say the regalim shalachar zuchor is just dirt connected with water, which is pretty much
very similar to the case of the flour.
Yeah, I
understood. This is the second of David. Just a second. I think the explanation is as follows. When it comes to the case of the bread, so there, you're not going to be able to bring it back to that original state without crushing it up more to the point that you're going to make it into flour and then add water, right? In contrast to the, in other words, when you're being mefarer, that's not the last step. When you're being mefarer the lechem, that's not the case of being mefarer the fnei tanya golem. That's not the last step. In contrast to the mateches, if you shaved it down, you've reverted it back to its last step. All you need now is the hituch. When you're being mefarer, that's not what's happening. When you're being mefarer, that's not the whole thing. So therefore, when it comes to the matethes, you're grinding it down to the point that you're mamish now, you're ready to start again to create a guf chadash. In contrast to the mefarer, you're not bringing it to that stage. So therefore, when it comes, if you take a look at the Archa Shabbos, that's his words. If you take a look at the end of Lamed Hei, Gam Bilechas Tochein Im Hachibur Hakadosh Shenotzar Misalek Ligamri Et Hamatzav Hakodem. If what you do is when you cut it down is you've entirely removed the previous matzav, B'Chazal Lios Kimechuber Mitchilas Priyaso, then when it becomes attached, it'll go back to its original state. Yesh bazem mishum tofen. Then you have a entirely new matzav. Ukidgom matechesh nishchal lepirun. She im chazur bnei adam v'tichu. V'chazur et miksha achas. Yesh mishum tofen. Da reize chibur gamur. Then in such a case, that's going to be considered a chibur gamur. On that item, it's considered a chibur gamur. So when it comes to matechas, there's a two step cycle. Comes to matachas, you have metal, You grind it down, you heat it up, it becomes metal again. When it comes to lechem, it's not that way. When it comes to lechem, you ground the wheat, you ground it into flour, you mix it with water, then you are mefarer. With being mefarer is not going to be enough to turn into lechem if you just put water in again. So that's the difference between those two things. When it comes to being mefarer, there, you can't turn it back to a lechem. You can't turn it back to lechem. So therefore, the lechem is not a guf chadash. In contrast to the mateches is a guf chadash. That's the difference between those two cases. Now let's go back to what you would ask in regards to regavim. So in the regavim, again, you have it's just a 1-2 step. You have the case of the dirt. The dirt has water that's added to it. You break it apart. The dirt clumped together because of moisture. You broke it apart. Then it reverts back to its original state. All it needs is moisture again. Once it has moisture again, then it's a guf chadash. If it's a guf chadash, then it'll be subject to that iser. That works also well in regards to the case of the sugar and the salt as well. The sugar and the salt. So then, in such a case, it's not when you separate. You have clumped sugar cubes. Let's take that example. You have clumped sugar cubes. So then, the sugar cubes clumped. So then we have a rule: ein tochen acher tochen. That's you're not doing anything more. When you break it apart, you haven't started along in the process that sends it back to the process of requiring tochen. That would be the parallel between those two cases. But it's good to be malabing that. Yes, Rabbi.
I understood what Rav Shabbos is saying slightly differently. He's saying that does your chibur cancel the original tchina? I don't have to talk about the second step. In other words, in the case of metal, if I made it into granulated metal and then I make it into one piece again, my granulation is totally lost, which is not what happens in sugar, and it's not really what happens even in wheat. In flour.
Why does it happen by bread? Monty's question.
Because physically, it's not one goof. It's the pieces that they... The pirur.
The pirur will not bring you back to the goof.
It turns out that's true. But what?
You can talk about the shayach from here by bread. I mean, when you take a piece of... When you make a brick...
Yeah, I don't want to interrupt your doubt. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I see bread is different. You look at a bread, you pull it apart, you can see it's not like it's really one thing. The original flour, in a certain sense, is still flour, right? As opposed to the metal. The metal is now...
It becomes a little sludge.
And that would also explain the different things, like the Ribiat distinguishes between rock candy and sugar, and a lump of sugar. Because in rock candy, the granulation is totally lost.
Beautiful. Right. That's what Rabbi Riviat points out, that for rock candy, grinding it down, we would not say in tocher acher tochen, it would be a problem grinding down rock candy, versus when it comes to sugar, then breaking apart is going to be much. Let's put it again, to just put it back in the broader context of what we had on the board. We had three different svaras. According to Gro, we had Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, that at the end of the day, then why don't we say that the dry stain, we should say that's only going back to its original state. We should say etochen acher tochen. The answer is that's been entirely reconstituted. Also, the clumps of dirt as well would work according to the Gra. Interestingly, according to the Chazon Ish, we said it's not a kasha, but the Aruch HaShabbos nevertheless wants to use the svara even according to Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish will say that every time it's reconstituted, that's going to be the halacha. And finally, according to Prima God, and presumably you're also going to need the Shvisas Shabbos svara. That's definitely one way to go, and that would be consistent in terms of this, the Piskei Halacha. I do want to share with you something I think absolutely beautiful from the Eglei Tal. And this actually gets back to something that Rav Shai and I were debating. The Eglei Tal in Os Chaf Aleph has a brilliant answer to Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha. And according to Eglei Tal, that would be another way to resolve some of these questions. Eglei Tal in Oschaf Aleph says as follows. He suggests a totally new variable. One new variable we had is a Shvisa Shabbos, The other new variable is the Igle Tal's variable, and that is that it could very well be that the rule of Ein Tochen Achar Tochen only applies to those things that are Gedule Karka. But if it's not Gedule Karka, so then in such a case, we would say Yish Tochen Achar Tochen. That's the Igle Tal's teretz. What's the Svara? So he says beautifully. He says, when do we say Ein Tochen Achar Tochen? Ein Tochen Achar Tochen is the idea that you're developing that which grows into the ground and making it into a food. You're distancing it from the ground. We've been learning about a process going from Kotzer to Tochen to Lush to Afia, etc., etc. The moment in which it's already been ground, you've done the process of sending it towards being a food item. That's what Gedule, that's what happens with Gedule Karka. Gedule Karka that grow from the ground, why do we take these Gedule Karka? Because it's a chelak of the Sidura de Pas. And therefore, Ein Tochen Achar Tochen, if you already did that stage, then you already did that part, and you're just repeating the same thing. Similar to what the Gra said, but with a subtle different svara. However, when it comes to those things that are not al pi halacha gedule karka, so then the tzuras hamalacha is different. The tzuras hamalacha is changing the chayfetz in the present. So therefore, when it comes to afar, the halacha is in Hilchos Sukkah v'amein v'nyavin that afar is not considered gedule karka. And therefore, for afar, it's just dependent on its state. Is it now an item that's subject to tochen because it's a klump? Yes. So in such a case, you'd say, yesh tchina. In contrast to when it comes to flour, so then in such a case, if you already ground it into flour, so shine, you already did it. And what you're simply doing again a second time is repeating that which you already did. And that's the answer to Ricky Vager's question. That's interesting. Almost all of the Maramakomos that we quoted, metal, the case of shin bays, the halacha of breaking apart a clump of dirt as described in Sifkat the Memhei, Mishabura has quite a few examples of Ein Tochen Achar Tochen. You could either use the svara of the Shvisas HaShabbos that when it's become a guf echad, then it loses the original tchina, or you could use the Egle Tal's Svara. Now, what the Egle Tal Svara does is it allows us to keep this whole beautiful chart intact. In other words, you don't need to change everything. I just have to say that all these cases are an exception, and because of the rule of Yesh Tochen, Achar Tochen, an absolutely glorious Svara. The reason why it connects also to V'Amei Yavin, Rav Shai was challenging me in my chat of Ein Disha Elu Gedulei Karka that I said, that I wanted to say, that the Trumas Hadeshim was Ein Tochen Elabek Dulei Karka. Ein Disha Elabek Dulei Karka is given, but Ein Tochen Elabek Dulei Karka, I wanted to say was Halachon L'Shvuyeh Ochla. But Rav Shai asked me, but at the end of the day, that Trumas Hadeshim says, Ein Ma'amer, it says the rule of Ein Ba'amer Elabek Dulei Karka. So if you take a look, the Egle Tal over here develops that same Yisod in regards to Ma'amer as well. That Ma'amer is based on this idea, have you turned it, once you've turned it into a bushel, then we would say, Ein Ma'amer Achar Ma'amer. So he seems to be Masbir, the halacha of Ein Ma'amer El Gedulei Karka, very similar to the way we explained, according to the Trumas Hadeshim, of Ein Disha El Gedulei Karka. That's in brackets, that's on Mei Vin Yavin, but it does work beautifully in the way we learned the Trumas Hadeshim a couple weeks ago, Ayin Shem B'Eglei Tal. Punchline? What's the Egle Tal's punchline? Punchline in the Egle Tal is that this rule of Ein Tchina Achar Tchina only applies to Gedulei Karka, doesn't apply to non-Gedulei Karka, and all of the other items that seem to be a kasha on the Gra and the Prima Gadim, all of those cases were all items that that were not subject to the rules of Tochen Ebal. So that's quite liberating. Okay, yes?
Is the svara of the Egle Tal, is it more of a scientific thing, like a reality thing, that something that's Gedulei Karka, like wheat or whatever, once it's ground, you can't really ever get it back to that original state, or is it more of a lamdush thing?
Yesh lamdush. I can hear it going both directions. Your two svaras aren't mutually exclusive. Which one, they're not feminist, obviously, But Yesh Ladin, take a look at the Egle Tani Sof and let me know what you think. I'm fine if you go in either direction.
I thought from the Lashon when the Rosh Hashanah was writing what he wrote, that like it doesn't go back to the...
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah is a different world.
No, I know, but just... Okay.
He's a different world. I wouldn't put the two together. I didn't make a bracha, did I make a shankar? If I say that? Yes.
Just going back to the Shulchan Aruch with the salt that got clumped together.
Yes.
Why, according to the Chazon Ish, would be mutter to do tochin on that if it was chibor tavai?
Right. So, the according to the Chazon Ish, we learned that something that's a chibor tivi is going to be problematic. So, what's going to be the heter? In this case. So if we take a look in the words of the Ramah, the Ramah's words are, it's a good question. V'dafke melech hagas, avon melech shayedak mitchil v'nispashel v'nasa p'tit imoto l'chotko b'sakin. So, what's that?
That's chibrot amat yivit.
Oh, okay. So here, in the case of the Ramah, It was cooked in a spashel. So Yehuda's asking, but what happens if it clumped together because of moisture? Then in such a case, according to the Chazon Ish, maybe it would be usher. The only part that one could argue is say that even according to the Chazon Ish, if the pieces are still larger than it was before, so then in such a case it wouldn't be subject to tochen. In other words, the Chazon Ish was talking about, the Chazon Ish was a kula, that even if you're making it smaller, but if it was a chibur adam, then in such a case it's going to be mutter. But if the pieces are larger, then it's not called tochen at all. It will only be tochen if you're bringing it back to a place that's less than that. Let's do some halacha lemaisa, a couple important hashlachos halacha lemaisa. The Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa and Lame Gimel Dalid, cryptically, a little bit cryptically, is Matir the following. I realize I didn't photocopy all of Lame Gimel Dalid. But the Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa says that if you have a pill, since the pill has already been mitchan, the pill is made up of different chemicals that were already mitchan, it was joined together. So then the halacha would be mi'ikur d'dina that one would allow to break apart the pill for making it easier for someone to swallow. Now on the pill, you know, yesh ladun whether it's not considered a davar chadash, that there's room to say that once you joined it together, the svar of the Aruch HaShabbos should apply, that you break it down and you shave it down, so then in such a case you could reconstitute it entirely as a pill, and therefore it should be no different than a mateches. So it could be that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa doesn't go with this svara. It could be that he doesn't go with this svara. If you take a look in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa himself, he starts off with the pshatim of the Chazon Ish and the Prima Gadim, as we had mentioned earlier. Later on, he entertains in Sifkat and Chavav that the halacha might be for panim chadashos, but he really doesn't emphasize that. So I was bothered, and the Aruch HaShabbos, if I'm not mistaken, is machmir in regards to the pill about cutting it down. So that would be al pi shitasa. One would be machmir, because you could argue that there is a panim chadashos. But I'm not convinced that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa was choshesh for the panim chadashos. At the end of the day, if it's a chibur adam, or it was not, the tolada was not miguf echa, then by definition it's going to be mutter. Who says that any time that it has a panim chadashos, that automatically is going to make it subject to the rule of ein tochen, acher tochen? That's my speculation, bedas Hashmir Shabbos Kilchasa. I would not paskin this way, because Renem Tzal doesn't go with this. Renem Tzal, actually last night when I was discussing this with him, he thought that the answer for Bikiv Eger's Kasha is the Shvisis HaShabbos' answer. And not only that, when I opened the Egle Tal that we gave him years ago, so he went through the Egle Tal when we gave him when you give him a present of the sefer, he goes through the sefer and he wrote haros on the side. So sure enough, on this on that page, the Eglei Tal, he wrote a davar pashut. Any time that it goes back to its kadmuso harishon, so then in such a case, for sure, would be subject to tochein achar tochein. So therefore, it's tzarech iyun in my mind. What is the, so? If that would be the way we would paskin, I'm not sure how to understand the Shemir Shabbos Kilchos says heter of breaking down the pill. At the end of the day, presumably, if you crush the pill, if you put it back into the same heat and the same molding, you could make it into that exact pill. It would seem to me, barring any other conditions in terms of air and oxygen and other things that would affect the quality of the pill, but it would seem to me, am I right about that, Rebbe? I think if you broke down the pill, if you shaved it down, you could reconstitute the pill exactly as the same thing.
I think there's different kinds of pills. It might be, there's a Malhokis here, just the one talking about one kind, like, there's like the capsules with like, that, like, there was some that like visibly just like sugar and salt, that you can see the little pieces put together, and there's some that are more like chocolate that clearly they, like, I saw it might just,
Okay, you're saying that what the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos was talking about was those things that you wouldn't be able to reconstitute it as a guf chadash by simply.
Like, I don't know for sure, but I could, like, for sure both things exist on the market.
Right.
So I don't know what we can say definitively if
I'm speculating that maybe there's even that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos has more makil than the rest of the world, but I can't prove it. That was just in my learning. That's what seemed to come across to me. And that would work well with another psak in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. So this, we managed to get in the booklet. If you take a look at Vav Yud Aleph, that same page, now we're ready to read the, we do things backwards. The Hayinu backwards, I think, is possible. First we understand the Ha'aras, and then we're ready to read the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. So now that we understand the Ha'aras, we're ready to see the psak in the Shmir Shabbos. Yud Aleph, Ochlen Shenichinim Osa Mechamor Tochim. Any type of food that you prepare from something that had been ground, kigon lechem, matzah, biskvitim, that's biscuits, mutter latzo lefarim b'shabbos b'kli, then you're allowed to do tochen again, kigon mesakin. Of course, you're not allowed to use a kli hamiyuchad l'tchina, k'dei lochel bavayom, v'afilu im ein b'dayto lechel miyad, and even if his intention is not to eat immediately, avolo yishtam shetzarim, Zeb de Megredos, you can't use a kli that's miyuad. V'hu adin l'gabei shokolad, and the same will apply to chocolate. So here the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos says makel to grind chocolate as well. The Aruch Shabbos l'shita so hold absolutely not. He says when it comes to chocolate, so then in such a case, then you're bringing it back to its original state. It's going to be a guf chadash, and there's no resonance of the original tchina. There is no record of that original tchina once you grind it down. So the Aruch Shabbos is machmir. So I thought the Nekudas HaMachlokis is that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos just goes with the Chazon Ish and the Prima Gadim. If A, it's a Chibur Adam, which it is, and or it's a Talad Megufecha, then in such a case he was Mekel. That's how I thought the Shmir Shabbos. So interestingly, over here, Rav Rimon is a machmir. Rav Rimon explains the machlokes between the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos and the Aruch Shabbos as a question of tzius of what is considered batla tchina rishona. So he points out that he says what's the Aruch Shabbos svar? Take a look at paragraph lemaisa. Nosif al kach. First word in line is nechshav. Page 710. In Rav Rimon Sefer, Nosav Akachi Shlomer Shehit Kashut Hashoklad Eino Talit Mulachuti Ladami Ela Bnei Adam Afshirim Lolit Kashot Bofen Tavi V'Lachein Yesh Makom Lesser Etchinato Afil. Oh wait, no, that's not what I was looking for. Yeah, V'Lachein Yesh Makom Lesser Etchinato Afil Ufiya Chazon Yesh. He wants to say as follows. He wants to say, maybe even the practical part a little bit before. A little bit further up, lemaisa. Yesh makom lahachmir kain on chocolate. Hasover shemutal far dvarm shetcham bnei adam. Ulam b'mikra shebo bnei adam yotzrim tarkuvot kimit shehi kimiksha achat mamash yitachen shegam achazunish yodesh adavar nefshav guf echad. He argues the following, that in a case of where that it's become one item through a chemical relationship. In other words, what happened was is you ground down the chocolate bean, and now, after you've reconstituted, when you reconstitute it, it's a chemical reconstitution. So then in such a case, that would be considered guf echad. The original grinding of the bean is entirely forgotten. It's entirely forgotten. Why? Because you created a new chemical phenomenon. It was once a chocolate bean. Now you've created chocolate. So then in such a case, then you're not going to be simply repeating what was a grinding that existed before, but rather you have a chocolate that has been reconstituted. And he says, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa disagrees, but he says, and take a look at the last paragraph, Shaladato, Afa Shoklad Humatsai Tukasha, Becholzot, Ein Achshavoto, Kilubato Trinas Arishona, Shkena Merakem, Amsuyam Shalashokan, Mushba Ma'od, Menuvda Shinoz Liufnechen, Ve'enado Meklal, Merakem Amikori, Shalpole Akako. He says, no, he says it's a question of Mitzius, that when it came to the piece of chocolate, when you grind it down, there still is the effect of that original grinding of the bean. So he makes this machlokas as a machlokas in Mitzius, that everybody agrees to the svar of the Shvisas HaShabbos, that there's such a thing called guf chadash. Once you have guf chadash, so then the halacha is that it's going to be aser. And the machlokas between the Shmir Shabbos and the Chazon Ish is whether it constitutes as a guf chadash or not. I would be noted to learn, al regel achas, that the Shmir Shabbos is more makel than that. There's more mekel in that. The Shmir Shabbos holds that if it's a chibur adam and or it's a tolada beguf echad, then already the Shmir Shabbos would be mekel. Or to be even more precise, it would seem to me that the Shmir Shabbos goes with the Chazon Ish's svara, that if it's a chibur adam, it's automatically going to be mutter. But not with the caveat of the Archa Shabbos and the, based on the Shvisas HaShabbos, that the moment in which it becomes a Guf Chadash, then automatically it's going to be subject to the new Isser of Tochen. But Yesh Lodin, I can't prove that my Pshat is right, and I throw out to the Chevra. So therefore, Halacha L'maisa, it seems to be, at the end of the day, Rav Nemetzal is Machmer by himself. It's not necessarily with what the Shmir Shabbos Shita is. Kedai L'Hachmer, that any time that you have your Choshesh, that it comes to a guf chadash, but l'niyaz daiti yesh ladun, if the olam is asking with me that there's room to say that the Shmir Shabbos was makel, like the opinion of the Chazon Ish, that says that if it's a chibur al yidei adam, so then in such a case, tochen would not be subject to that. Tochen would only be subject to those chiburim that are chiburim to me. And I think with the Chazon Ish, you have the Derech HaMelech, you answer all the kashas, like the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa develops. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa also develops according to Prima Gadim and answers the Kashas, and he makes reference to the Shvisas HaShabbos that we pointed out. What is our Chiddush based on others is that there's a third sheet over here, that there's the Vilna Gaon sheet, and for sure the Vilna Gaon is going to need the Shvisas HaShabbos if he wants to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha. And they're really two entirely different worlds. Do you say that the world of Ein Tochen Acher Tochen is based on a similar idea of Ein Bishul Acher Bishul, or is Ein Tochen Acher Tochen based on something else, like the Chazon Ish suggests? The Prima Gadim is the biggest Chiddush. I think in terms of Halacha, one would either go with the Gra or the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish's idea of Chibur B'nei Adam, and then the question within the Chazon Ish is, do you assume like Rav Rimon and the Archa Shabbos that you have to be Choshesh for the Shvisas HaShabbos as well within the Chazon Ish or not? My first request for you is, aside from looking at the Shmir Shabbos, is to look again at the Chazon Ish to see whether I'm right in my reading of the Chazon Ish. Maybe there's some reference to Chazon Ish himself being choshesh to this idea of guf echad that the Shvisas HaShabbos says, and that maybe would affect the way in which we look at the sugya. And therefore, two nafkaminas in that discussion would be breaking down the pills as well as chocolate. Finally, just in 5-10 minutes, just to wrap up, it will be wrong for us not to go through these technical halachas. The halacha is, tochen is aser, but there's also, as we made reference in the past, the chashos of the kelim being uvda v'chol, and therefore one needs to process in regards to uvda v'chol. That's why the Mechaber writes in Shin Chaf Aleph Yud, aser ligvar hagvina b'shabbos v'mora chutz, that you have a kli that's miyuchad l'kach, that that's going to be asur. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkatan Lamed Vav that it would be mutter to cut the cheese with a sakin. You have to be careful not to use a kli miyuchad l'kach. And like we developed last week, that there could very well be that you have two shinuyim when it comes to using the pistol and the mortar, because the bowl needs to be a different bowl due to the fact of Ubda de Chalsa. Even if it's not going to be an Isser of Tofei, we have to process, make sure that the kli that you're using is not in Ubda de Chal. The Be'er Halacha in Sif Yud Beis, Dibra Maskel, Midei Dehave Aborer, asks Akashi, he says, wait a second, why is it that I myself was makel with a knife? But if we're going to say that the halachas of Bor and Tochen are so similar, so then in such a case, the halacha is that you're not allowed to use a kli for Borer. So too, you shouldn't be able to use a kli of a knife for when it comes to Tochen, which the Be'er Halacha answers in Dibar Maskel Midi. He says, no, there's a big difference between the two. The kelim that we were talking about, Borer, were kelim that miyuad for Borer. So then in such a case, then that's going to be Asar Al Tzborer. However, a knife is not miyuad for Tochen. A knife is miyuad to cut things. If you're using it for Tochen, then you got to ask another Shiloh, only one Shiloh. Did you do Tochen or not? But it's not going to be a kli miyuad, and there's no problem of Uvda, Dechal. What's that?
A greater would be a kli miyuad.
Oh, so then we got to get involved in details. What kelim qualify and what kelim don't qualify? Rav Nevenzal himself quotes from Shlomo Zalman. This is a case of where Rav Nevenzal Shlita seems to contradict a psak in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, which Rav Shlomo Zalman had gone entirely through. Rav Nevenzal quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that even a bread cutter, which is not miyuad for an act of tochein, even a bread cutter would be an issue of Uvda Dechal, but this seemed to have been a chshash of Rav Shlomo Zalman, not Maker Dedina, but Raya Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that, obviously not an electric bread cutter, but the manual bread cutter, but Rav Shlomo Zalman felt it could be used in yeshivas and so on and so forth. So kanireh, it was a chshash, it wasn't Maker Dedina, but it is quoted in the Yitzchak Yikare not to use a bread cutter at home. On the other hand, in the Shmir, what's that? Uvda Dechal. It's already
grinding.
It already resembles Uvda Dechal. It resembles that which is grinding. Not grinding. Just Uvda. Only Uvda Dechal. Only Uvda Dechal. Does a bread cutter qualify as Uvda Dechal? Yes.
I saw somewhere in the Shmir Shabbos. I don't find exactly where, but I think Rav Shlomo Zalman defines Uvda Dechal as a meisa that is done by balei chamiyot.
Right.
So then it makes sense.
The Hainu.
Most people who, I don't know.
Most people don't use a bread cutter.
I think they're cutting a few pieces of bread. You use a knife, but right. Someone who owns a bakery.
They're the people that tend to use a bread cutter. Okay. Yeah, fair.
But then if you're nikel in the yeshiva.
Right, the question is, what's the split of that psak? Right.
Makes sense.
Bottom line in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa that I had photocopied for you in the last page. I think I had photocopied for you in the last page. Is that Rav Shlomo Zalman was Mako. I'm sorry, it's not the last page. I do have a photocopy, and that was the photocopy that we had after Rav Levi, before the Arba Shabbos, in the star. Umutar lifros, page Ayin Gimel, umutar lifros lechem and mechonitam nifredit lukach. That would be permissible to use. What's the word over here? So presumably, Rav Shlomo Zalman's svara over here is very similar to what Ramesha Feinstein's svara is. You have in the back of your booklet, the second to last page, Ramesha says that Uvda Dechal, let's see it inside, because Ramesha has very powerful words over here. Take a look at Chelek Dalet, Simen Ayin Dalet, Oz Dalet. Rav Eider asked on the bottom of the column of Kuf Mem Beis, Harivash, Aser Ligro Gvina B'morich Chorutz. Ha'im Mutar Lachtoch Gvina Obeitzen B'kelem HaMiuchadim L'kach. So Rav Eider asks, are you allowed to use something that's designated for cutting cheese and eggs, in contrast to what Sammy had said, what Shmuel had said, that those things, a grater is going to be usher. A grater that's normally used for a tochen, that's going to be usher. Even if you're going to use it in a way that you won't be over tochen. But what about something that's used just to cut cheese, just to cut eggs? We're going to be mavar a little bit more what that means.
Ramesha responds in the top of the second column, Ufisha Mashet Asafti, Lekoshum Isur, Dare Zeu Rak Lechaticha Lechalotin, below Dak Dak. Umitam Uvda Dechol Lo Muvan, Vichi Masha Osan Lahakel Hamlacha Yit Hashem Uvda Dechol. Anything that itself is not used for Isur during the week is not going to be subject to Uvda Dechol. The fact that you're making your life easier, says Ramosha, doesn't make it Uvda Dechol. It needs to be that that item is used at times for a malacha, which is Asur. So if you read the Shmir Shabbos carefully, it seems what he's saying is as follows. Just like the halacha is that a sakin is not miyuad l'tchina, and therefore is going to be mutter, so too, when it comes to the bread cutter, in such a case, it's not miyuad for that, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Similarly, Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the last page in the booklet, is quoting the Shmir Shabbos Hilchasa, in Vav Yud Beis, as saying that when it comes to an egg cutter, so then in such a case, an egg slicer is going to be mutter. Why? Because an egg slicer, what it does is, it cuts the eggs into decent-sized pieces. Yes, they're relatively thin, but it's definitely not tochen. So this is not an item that's miyuad for uvda dechal. As Ramosha had said, anything that makes your life easier, so in such a case, that's going to also be mutter. That's not usher. It's all, uvda dechal is only going to be those graters that Shmuel pointed out are graters that are also used for chal. Once those graters are for malacha, once those graters are miyuad for malacha, so then in such a case, it's going to be usher. Hence, the halacha is that an egg slicer would be mutter. However, if you have an item which could be used, Rav Rimon has some nice pictures on this in his book. Take a look over there. If you have a grater that could be used both for dak-dak as well as for larger pieces, so then in such a case, even if you're cutting it for pieces that are larger, one lechura should not use it, because then already that's going to be a problem of an item that's used as an uvda dechol. But Ramesha Svara should be the way to go. If there, it's just about making your life easier, but the item itself is not one that's used for a malacha, then in such a case it would be permissible. And an egg slicer would be a good example. Since it's not being cut dak-dak, then that would be okay. However, if you have items that are generally used for cutting dak-dak, that would be problematic. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah, I think this fits in very nicely with what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkatan Lamed Vav. He says that the rib eisen is going to be aser. That's something that's normally used for grinding. Even if you're not cutting it in a way that's aser, it's going to be aser. And then the Mishnah Berurah goes on, he says, a hakmesser, he's mesupak. What's a hakmesser? A hakmesser is not a regular knife. It's like a large butcher's knife, but it was also used, it's also used to cut things dak-dak. So in such a case, that the Mishnah Berurah has a suffix on. On the one hand, it's a knife. On the other hand, people use it to cut dak-dak. Hence, the Mishnah Berurah says, on that, there's room to be machmir. So anytime you have an item that is often used, dak-dak, that would be something you should be machmir on. But it doesn't mean any type of slicer is going to be usher. And that's why the pashtus is the psak that you have in the Shmir Shabbos Gilchus. So obviously, the Talmidim of Rav Nevenzel would follow this chashash of Rav Shlomo Zalman, but it seems the pashtus of that the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Gilchus was maker. Okay? Tam v'nishlam b'siyata d'shmaya. Gilchus Tocha. Okay, in terms of Chazara, how many...